All right. Well, one thing I noticed we shared in common with the previous two speakers, with Paul and with Randy, is I guess I saw a little bit of myself. Was I saw the smiles on their faces when they were talking about working with students outside. They're in the pits, or they're in the field, they're in the forest with students, and you just saw this glow on the faces. And it's hard to describe, but this glow is what keeps us doing these kinds of things, even though it doesn't meet the regular metrics. And one of my soil judges, Emily Bear, is here in the audience. And thank you, Emily, for coming. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, and that's I'm John Galbraith from Virginia Tech. My co-authors are Chris Baxter from the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, and then three students that provided some feedback to us that were on the international contest team: Nancy Kammerer from Penn State, Emily Salkin from Virginia Tech, and Bianca Pichotto from University of Rhode Island. So, intercollegiate soil judging, most of you are familiar. I'll do the same thing Paul did. How many people are familiar with soil judging? How many, anyone not familiar with soil judging? Okay, so it's a pretty well-known activity and essentially a collegiate level of FFA land judging, 4-H land judging, ramped up a little bit. If you know the standard process, then there's no need to repeat it here. But here's some pictures from the international contest that was held. The first one ever was held this year, and I'll give you the history on that in just a minute. But here's some action photos. Now, you're seeing them on a static slide on a slideshow presentation. But the fact was that these photos were actually sent from South Korea. You can see a volcano in the background on the far right of the right picture. But those photos were sent from my computer here on the fly. And so these are real-time pictures, or were, to people who are back in the U.S., except for the difference we didn't account for was the time difference of 13 hours meant that what I was sending in at noon was coming in at midnight. So there was a slight lag. But how did this get started? Well, the first international contest, Christine Morgan from Texas A&M and Stephen Cattle from the University of Sydney were the chair and co-chair of the IUSS Commission for Soil Education. And so other countries said, we'd always been talking to other countries about, wouldn't it be great if you could start soil judging? Oh, it'd be great, it'd be great. It just never happened. Well, it happened through Alex McBratney providing funds to help pay for Christine's trip to attend a session and then stay over and help put on this contest and then involve Australia and New Zealand, several teams, about four or five teams. And it was loosely built around the rules that the U.S. has. And then in 2014 at the World Congress of Soil Science, IUSS World Congress, in 2014 in South Korea, they decided to make it happen. And the South Koreans came and they attended soil judging national contests for several years in advance, as did Stephen Cattle, who came several years in a row to our U.S. national championships to see how it was done. And so it was beautiful. What we asked the students to do was use their social media skills. We knew they used Twitter. We knew they used Facebook, Instagram, all kinds of things, YouTube. What were they going to do? How were they going to let their friends know what was going on while they were at the contest? So they did. They contacted everybody they could while they were out in the field and sent things back. And so we sent tweets, photos, videos, and itself. And so we related, I'd like to relate some of our cultural experiences here. Okay, so here we go. Let's see if this works, then we might not show the rest of the thing. Here's our attempt. All All right, so just a little bit of action there. But interesting, because you can right before that, the young lady, this is the team from Japan, they finished third, was telling about, this is a volcano and we're an active cinder. And they're talking, and she's pointing like that, and he's pointing like this, and they're both, no, 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 and, you know, doing this. I didn't really have a clue as to what they were saying, but I knew what they were talking about. So that got sent back, and you saw Maxine Levin, and she was also taking videos and pictures. Those got sent back on the fly. Well, this is what happened after the contest, and this is beautiful. Well, there's only 30 seconds of it, but... How can you not love that? All right, so we set up Twitter accounts before we went there. I had a personal site. We also connected in and tweeted, and SSSA Soils picked up my tweets and put them on their site, as did USDA and on the soil site. Also, later, myself and Emily Salkin from Virginia Tech were asked to take part in a Twitter event called Ground Chat. Actually, Ground Chat is a site where we sent this. It's coordinated by Christina Da Silva, and her handle is at Christina Gardens. And so she hosts groups where there might be 30, 40, 50, 60 people tweeting at the same time and listening to tweets. So we're sending out tweets one at a time, live, for 1 hour. And it's a back and forth. It's an interactive chat using Twitter. Amazing. And this was all things. Now, this is where it breaks down, because what I have is I realized that you can't go to this link here. Well, they said I couldn't. Maybe I shouldn't. Okay, good. Hopefully that won't blow up the thing, quit spinning. All right. The next step was, we were invited after the contest to go visit the Secretary of Agriculture. This was set up by USDA. Amy Overstreet did a lot of the work, but Pam Thomas and Maxine and Kim Green did all of this and made this possible. And the secretary typically gives 5 minutes, and sometimes they said he will take one question or answer one question, then he leaves the room. He was scheduled to meet with us for 30 minutes, but he stayed, and he waved off his aides, who opened the door twice, to tell him that he had conflicting appointments, and he stayed for an hour and 10 minutes asking questions about that. So at this URL is a story that was posted to social media sites, Facebook and Tumblr. You can see it's posted on Tumblr. So it's a complete news story presented electronically on the fly about the contest, after the contest. Please visit the site. It's really a fascinating story. So my interviews with Nancy, those didn't get done. I'm so sorry. If anybody is interested, I do have all of that. There's really a pretty good presentation on this here. Wendy, are you sure we can't get it to? No, I don't want to mess up the next speaker, but. I would like to thank the people that were involved. First of all, SSSA helped pay for the our trip to the contest. By the way, I forgot to mention that USA did win first and second in team judging and overall, and Dr. Baxter's team came in first. So they helped to pay for the top eight individuals at the national contest, and we're so grateful to them and to the Agronomic Science Foundation. So that means all of you here helped to pay for that, and thank you. And then also the staff at SSSA for posting and reposting, tweeting and retweeting. And then, again, Kim Green, Pam Thomas, Maxine Levin, and Amy Overstreet for arranging the trip with the secretary. But what I can tell you about the students and their comments off the top of my head is that, in general, they said the questions were, that the secretary had was, how did you get interested in soil judging? Why did you get interested in soil judging? Well, a friend told me that they have fun They go outside and they have fun looking at soil. And that sounds like the way I want to learn about soils. Emily, I could ask you that same thing. What is it that attracts a student to soil judging? Could I use you as my live co-presenter?
Pretty much said it, but yeah, that's the way I learned best. I wouldn't be in college. I wouldn't really have an interest in college, in classroom learning. I'm not that kind of student, so it's probably the reason I'm in college.
Good to know that worked out. And I'm glad that you're in college at Virginia Tech, and I've enjoyed having you on the team for 3 years. And the other comments, though, were that it helped them find a profession that they enjoyed and felt comfortable in and could learn in. And they said, I want to spend more time outside, so I needed to find a profession that would let me work outside. Realizing that they needed to learn inside, 1 hour in the office is worth 10 hours in the field, is what some people say. But they integrated it together, and so the comments were of gratitude. And what did they learn when they went to Korea? They learned that it wasn't just them, that other people have this innate interest in the natural world. And that it's exciting for them. And so when they met people that spoke South Korean, they did not understand a word they said, but they knew that they had the same interests. They met coaches, professionals, soil scientists from all over the world that attended this event and saw that it is a worldwide importance placed on the education of soil management, soil resources, soil genesis. And so that was the comments that came from the students. And I will be up replacing this and with the full presentation. So if you do go later and look up some of these presentations, the full story is there with the direct quotes of the students. And with that, I'd like to thank you for your time. Well, we did it by their order of finish. So the top, we asked the students before the contest, would you be willing to go to the contest if part of your expenses are paid if you finish in the top 8 individuals? And then the second question was, would you be willing to go if you had to pay for your entire trip if you finished in the top individuals? And so we, based on their responses, well, of course, the top 25 finishers all, we looked at this in hindsight, all said they'd go even if they had to pay for it. But don't let that word get out. But, yeah, so that's it. And one person had a conflict, and so we took judges 1 through 3, and then 5. That made up the first team, and then the others. And it went down and picked up Emily Salkin from Virginia Tech, who finished 9th at our national contest and finished 4th in the international contest. So it was just really pleasing.
Plans to do this again?
Plans to do it again in Brazil at the next World Congress, and there will be a European championship. They're calling it an international contest. So there'll be one in Europe to celebrate the International Year of the Soil, hosted in Gudelo, Hungary, by Erica Michelli. And there will be other national contests starting in China, Russia, South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, all starting next year. Of course, Australia and New Zealand have asked if they could come and participate in our national championship. That one's still up for debate.
Thank you.
Okay.